Nothing from his 20 years in the industry could have ever prepared John Bonnell for running a restaurant during a global pandemic.
This is the hardest thing for me to wrap my head around. There is not a waiter, a waitress, a bartender, a hostess in the state of Texas. Those jobs literally don't exist right now.
The award-winning chef owns 4 eateries in Fort Worth, and he says he's had to abandon the idea of fine dining and embrace drive-through style curbside pickup.
How you doing, sir?
Going up a little bit.
We got a family meal. What else do we need tonight?
That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
No problem. It's 43:30.
For the last few weeks, he and his staff have ditched lobster tails for home-style meals like meatloaf and fried chicken.
This would never be the business model I would start with, but we kind of looked at it as part, how do we limp along until this is over, and part community service.
But this leaner operation means less money coming in. Bonnell's had to fire all but 30 of his 260 employees, and he's not alone. According to Visit Fort Worth, about 50% of all independently owned restaurants in the city have completely closed.
The ones that are still open are trying to figure out how to work with 80 to 90% reduction in sales, and that's just across the board.
Hotels are feeling the heat too. Craig Davis, head of Visit Dallas, says the city's 230 hotels are usually pretty full in the spring, at about 75 to 80% capacity. Now, it's around 5%.
We did a straw poll, and we believe that most hotels have furloughed 90 to 95% of their staff, which is about 60,000 staff.
The leisure and hospitality sector employs 405,000 people, so it's pretty large.
Layla Asani is an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and studies the North Texas economy. She says these job losses are especially tough since the region's been booming for the last decade.
We have been one of the fastest growing metropolitan areas, and our employment growth here has been faster than both the U.S. as well as the state of Texas.
Asani says coronavirus has reversed that. And while she can't forecast how things will turn out,
the longer this goes on for, the more likely it is that we will see more business failures. Right? Because less businesses will be able to cash flow their operations.
Businesses like Premier Transportation in Dallas, where Maurice Scott's a chauffeur.
My last ride was March 20th. So that's been, you know, kind of different.
With flights and hotels empty, people don't need rides. Scott's employer, Eric Devlin, founded Premier in 1996. Devlin says the company's in uncharted territory.
In March, April, May, we average 250 runs a day, and we're doing 4 now. Our revenue is off 98%.
Devlin's had to let go of more than 100 employees, some 4/5 of his staff. And for now, his fleet of sedans, SUVs, minibuses, and motor coaches, well, they're all sitting in a garage.
I'm optimistic that we're going to get back to where we were in 2012 or 15 revenue levels, not 2019.
2019 was Premier's best year ever. Devlin says he thought 2020 would be even more lucrative. Instead, he's working late-night shifts as Premier's dispatcher, hoping for more business, hoping he'll get a call telling him that the economy is open again, and hoping he can eventually hire back those 100 people. I'm Hadi Mawagdi in Dallas.